Stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
In less than 15 minutes, we begin hour two, and we'll be talking America's 250th birthday, folks, as the Preferred Travel Panel has four guests joining us today. But right now, as Mary and I move into the E-Block with all of you, it's time for the Destination Spotlight on Kentucky, and we're sponsored by GoColette.com/United States.
And Robert just mentioned it. Indeed, America is turning 250, everyone, so let's go. Whether your interests include Main Streets, monuments, music cities, or mountains, America is not something just to remember. It is something to get out and go experience.
You know, our friends at Colette, they've been guiding travelers across America for over a century now. They know what they're doing, folks. They offer tours in varieties to suit every type of traveler. Go celebrate the landscapes, the locals, the legends that make our nation great and travel unforgettable. As Mary just said, let's go, right? Go visit GoColette.com/United States for more information and show specials. You'll also find a link at RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
It's time to spotlight America's 15th state, admitted to the Union in 1792 as the CEO of Kentucky's Travel Industry Association. Hank Phillips joins us now.
Welcome to America's number one travel radio show, Hank.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Greetings from Kentucky.
Well, thank you very much. We love hearing the greetings. You know, listen, Kentucky is a K state, right? Clearly the way it begins with the letter K, but I could easily use a bunch of B-lettered words to describe it. I'm thinking bourbon, betting on horses, baseball, bluegrass, basketball with your universities. I mean, I'll stop there. We could go on. But my point, Hank, Kentucky is such a great state for visitors, something you well know leading the Travel Industry Association there. So share some highlights that you most connect with.
There are so many, and the fact that that word many is one of the hallmarks of the state, and it's what visitors tell us. There are so many different things to do and to experience here. But one thing that is kind of overarching and that we are struck by in the feedback from our friends who come to visit is the beauty of the state. From the lush mountains in the east, the beautiful rolling hills of horse country in the central part of the state, beautiful lakes in the west and throughout the state, the beauty and the people. The folks who live here, we are warm, hospitable, innately so, and authentic.
Well, it's another big
part of feedback we get from folks who come to visit.
Hank, Lexington is known as the horse capital of the world, and Robert and I have talked about bringing the show to Louisville for the Kentucky Derby held at Churchill Downs. We've actually covered the Derby on the show several times. But talk with us about how significant horse training and horse racing is overall to Kentucky tourism.
Well, it's huge. It's a signature industry for the state, and it's a signature element in Kentucky tourism. There, of course, is the iconic Derby high on everyone's bucket list. But beyond that, there are other racing venues and other horse venues for folks to experience. I live in Lexington, so one of my favorites is the Keeneland Race Course, which I believe and many people believe is the most beautiful race course in the country. So there's that aspect, the racing aspect, but you can also tour the beautiful, iconic horse farms in horse country.
Yeah.
There is also a location called the Kentucky Horse Park, a 12,000-acre working farm where you can experience every single breed of horse, equestrian event, and many other aspects of the horse.
Well, it's a big part of the state, there's no question. But something else, you know, we see more and more states developing trails for tourism, but the Kentucky Bourbon Trail, I mean, let's be honest, this is something that many travelers are eager to experience. I know Mary and I have had conversations with folks, not just here in the U.S., but internationally when we travel, who talk about it. Last time I checked, there were about 60 destinations or so on the Kentucky Bourbon Trail. They're spread across the state, a mix of large or small distilleries. I happen to be a fan of Four Roses. Certainly a true favorite is Blanton's. This is big business for the state as well, isn't it, Hank?
Huge business. And from the tourism standpoint, the Kentucky Bourbon Trail and all things bourbon are now completely comparable with places like California Wine Country and the distillery tours and experiences you can have in Scotland. It is huge. And it's not just the distilleries, although those are wonderful experiences, but there's a cultural and a historical element to bourbon that permeates our large cities and our small communities, and a wonderful array of restaurants that have sprung up, just like in those other locations that I mentioned. It's a permeating experience great memory folks can have by experience.
Yeah, there's no question about that. And listen, you also are a great university state, University of Kentucky, University of Louisville. You got Morehead State. I mean,
Western
so much.
Kentucky, there's no. Yeah.
But last question from us. We got about maybe about 40 seconds on this. So, you know, next hour we're going to get into, in greater detail, America's 250 birthday that's happening in 2026. Any events or anything you want to talk about why folks should maybe consider Kentucky to come celebrate America's 250?
Sure, and let me just focus on the history that you'll find here that goes throughout the history of our country. The fact that you can visit the birthplace of Abraham Lincoln,
right,
in Hodgenville, one of the oldest and largest national parks, Mammoth Cave National Park.
Yeah, great.
Kentucky, I'll finish with this. Kentucky was a major location in the westward expansion of Catholicism and other Protestant faiths. And so there are faith-based experiences you can have here that have historical significance.
Well, Hank, listen, I want to give the website. KentuckyTourism.com is where folks can go for more information. Unfortunately, we're out of time for today, but very nice talking to you. Have a great weekend, and thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much. Safe travels.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, folks. Well, America's 15th state is where we'll wrap hour one today. When we return after this top of the hour break, the preferred travel panel is coming your way. We also have the latest Discover America planned as well ahead in hour two. Don't forget, you can catch the show live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.